Every prior case of an independent counsel and a special counsel, they've turned over the entire report within a day or two. So what's taking place here is a sharp break from precedent.
Attorney General Barr has said he intends to release the report to Congress by mid-April, but needs some more time for redactions.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. President Trump says it's a disgrace, claiming he's already been cleared of Russia collusion and obstruction. He's also worried about the voting in 2020.
The various counting measures that they have. There were a lot of close elections that were, they seemed to every single one of them went Democrat.
That was an arrest to the president's resort in Florida. Fox's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Yeah, Dave, the Chinese national, a 32-year-old woman, went through the first of two Secret Service checkpoints for those entering Mar-a-Lago. The receptionist then told agents at the second checkpoint the woman had no club privileges, so agents arrested her. Yujing Zhang had four cell phones and a thumb drive full of malware. The president wasn't at the property at the time. He was at the golf club 5 miles away, Dave.
Evan, there are reports this morning the pilots on that flight that crashed in Ethiopia did follow Boeing's emergency instructions shutting down anti-stall software, but it kept re-engaging, and they couldn't control the 737 MAX 8 jet. Those planes remain grounded worldwide. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will go to Texas today. While Democrats say talk of a border crisis is manufactured, she claims it's like a Category 5 hurricane.
Because so many family units are coming, women and children, where Secretary Nielsen will visit today in El Paso, they are seeing a near 1,700% increase in family unit apprehension from this time last year.
Fox's Griff Jenkins and McCallum. President Trump has threatened to shut border ports of entry, but there are warnings that could hurt the economy. This is Fox News.
Back to the track, the wall. It's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Brett Bird winner!
Oh, you mulch, bag, haul, grow, mow, and a whole lot more. And that's why the X300 series takes care of everything with attachments for all your spring and summer projects. Because you're not just doing yard work, you're creating common ground for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Search John Deere X300 for more.
Opportunity doesn't really knock. It pops up, barges in, or runs by at 100 miles an hour. That's why Vistaprint is getting you ready to grab it with both hands. Head to Vistaprint.com right now and get up to 40% off postcards, invitations, banners, everything you need to market your business. And as a bonus, save up to 50% on every business card we make. So grab this opportunity to get up to 50% on business cards and up to 40% off everything else at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code SALE40. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code SALE40.
Bernie Sanders may be leading the Democratic pack when it comes to financing his run for president. The Sanders campaign raised more than $18 million in the first quarter. The average size of contributions from each donor, $20. The senator has about $28 million in cash right now. A possible candidate, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, raised about $7 million after forming an exploratory committee. He's yet to formally enter the 2020 race. Chicago will have a new mayor. Lori Lightfoot easily beat Tony Preckwinkle in a runoff election. She'll become Chicago's first black woman to be mayor and first openly gay mayor.
Where it doesn't matter who you love, just as long as you love with all your heart.
A former federal prosecutor who has never been elected to public office before, Lightfoot will replace Rahm Emanuel next month. There's yet another attempt to restrict abortion in another red state, which could lead to yet another legal challenge.
The legislation would make performing abortions at any stage of pregnancy a felony unless the mother's life is at stake. Republican State Representative Terry Collins sponsored the measure and says it truly confronts Roe v. Wade, Collins adding dozens of lawmakers signed on as co-sponsors. The effort is part of a wave of anti-abortion legislation nationwide as conservatives hope to challenge the Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. The pro-choice Guttmacher Institute says more than 300 proposals to restrict abortions in some form have been introduced across the country this year. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And that proposal is in Alabama. It was a 48-hour manhunt, but police finally did make an arrest in the murder of rapper Nipsey Hussle in Los Angeles. Authorities detained 29-year-old Eric Holder about 20 miles away from Sunday's crime scene. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, and before the opening bell next hour, I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Start packing.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Increasing clouds today and highs near 60 degrees. Then for tonight, 40% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m. Cloudy and lows around 46. For your Thursday, showers, highs near 56 with some wind gusts of 20 miles per hour. And then for your Friday, cloudy, highs near 64. It is 35 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, April 3rd edition of Buyers and Company. This hour, Dave Wendt will be with us, Village of Forsyth trustee. We'll find out what's happened just north of us. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, Councilwoman Lisa Gregory, and it all starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Full results from yesterday's election are available at nowdecatur.com, and you can find out literally, I mean, there's, I think, 42 printed pages of results. You get to Argent Oriana and Mount Zion, you got library trustees, you got all kinds of stuff. I don't ever mean to make light of any of those positions. They are important. It's important that people step up and do. And they do. Not all of the folks get out and support that. Countywide, I think about 14.3%, a little higher in the Decatur elections, not much to brag about, like 17% of registered voters showed up yesterday. But what they do is important. And Dave Wendt joins us. He's a trustee of the Village of Forsyth. He's going to come in monthly to we're reaching out to some of our satellite communities to kind of find out what's going on with their elected officials and their governments. It's just impossible. I'll just be up front and say it. I mean, there's just no way we can cover every governmental body in our listening area. There's a lot of it. And so you kind of go to where the population is. And whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. It's just a fact. I mean, there's no way that we can go to every, you know, library meeting in Argent Oriana or Argent, because Argent is separate from Oriana. I mean, it gets complex. But are you grateful that there are people in these communities that step up? I mean, we're talking like a couple of hundred votes. You know, it's not a gigantic political thing. And you had a number of people who are up for election or reelection yesterday. But are you grateful that your citizens, you know, step up and do these jobs?
Oh, that's hugely important. I mean, you know, there's areas where, like you said, you know, maybe we can reduce and consolidate government, but as long as you have a separate community, then, you know, the municipal laws, you know, you have a board, and so having those people that are willing to put that time in and make that effort and be concerned and get themselves up to speed and know about what's going on in the community, there's decisions that need to be made.
Yeah, and literally, I mean, if you look at your board of trustees, I mean, there's a planning commission, there's a lot of things that have to happen before anything happens. Now, I want to ask you, and I am guilty of this, and so if I am wrong, you need to set me straight here this morning, that there is an image or a stereotype of Forsyth that it's sort of off limits to everyone else.
Yep, and that's 6 years ago when I ran the first time. That was one of the things I wanted to work against, as far as, I think you were talking earlier, community governments working together, and you know, what's good for Forsyth is good for the greater Decatur area and vice versa.
Yeah. But let's be clear about this, though, and I think most people understand this. Without Decatur, there's no Forsyth.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, the jobs are here. I mean, not that there's not some jobs. But it's the economic engine that drives everything. If it does well, everyone around does well.
Exactly. I work for ADM and have been there 25 years this year. So that's an important factor. But, you know, I look at it as you have choices. When we're hiring people to come into ADM, or DMH is hiring people, or small businesses are hiring people, you know, there's different choices. So there are aspects of Forsyth that people may prefer. There's aspects of Mount Zion that people may prefer. There's aspects of Decatur that people may prefer.
You brought up a great example. You work for ADM, any employer, but our large employers that are recruiting people in areas that could live anywhere in the world, right? Mm-hmm. They come in, they look at where they can live, they look at schools. It's important. You know, we support Decatur Public Schools. We support Rural Forsyth. We support St. Teresa. All of these things matter. They're all check marks on a box when somebody is deciding to move to a community when it comes to quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and being involved in the activities, whether it's Polar Plunge, whether it's Decatur Celebration, whether it's the community food drive. I mean, you know, it's Decatur itself, but it's the surrounding communities
Absolutely.
That help make all those things
very
successful.
Important. And you know, the smaller communities are great. I think you have to have those choices for people. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, that's what they want. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel like you guys have put a dent in that perception?
I hope so.
I think it's better. I would say so.
I mean, you know, we were talking earlier as far as I think the last time I was in here to talk to you was when we did the Bassmasters fishing tournament about 3 years ago. And, you know, that was a collaboration of the Decatur Park District, us, the City of Clinton, Terry Hamill over at DACVB. I mean, we all worked together on that. And so we've worked with the organizations as far as the Smoke and Barbecue Festival, the Blues and Barbecue Festival down here. So, you know, we're involved in a lot of that. But I think that's one of the things I appreciate you inviting me to come in on once a month, because I think maybe that's something that it goes behind the scenes, and even maybe citizens of Forsyth don't understand how much we're involved in the greater area and the impact on what's going on in Macon County.
All right. Let me ask you this. What's the overall state of the mall? And as you guys are clearly on trustees, you know, are you concerned about that? What's the future of that? I mean, it's not that anything that Forsyth has done or anything even the mall has done. This stuff is cyclical. I mean, you can look across the country as shopping habits change. I mean, is there a great deal of concern?
It's something that's been a concern for a while. Even 6 years ago when I ran the first time, it was, you know, one of the questions that I asked was, what happens if we have a tornado or fire or something come through? And as a village, that sales tax revenue source dries up for 6 months or a year while they rebuild. You know, how do we plan for that? How do we make sure we have reserves? How do we, you know, what are our options there? But Nick Duffel, who is our economic development and community relations coordinator, you know, we hired him because we may be a community of 3,500 people, but our traffic count as far as people passing through Forsyth is 40,000 vehicles, you know, between I-72 and Route 51 per day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at the count of people that are coming out to the restaurants, people that are coming out to shop, not just the mall, but Best Buy and Lowe's
the
whole area. So we, to some extent, we have to have that effort. Not just at attracting new business, but one of the things that Andrew before Nick and now Nick has done is that community retention, that business retention. How do we talk to the existing businesses to try and make sure things are going well? So, you know, we've heard that the Hobby Lobby and TJ Maxx have really enjoyed moving out to the mall. You know, retail is changing. The big, huge department stores, I don't think we're going to see those anymore.
Yeah, so, it's a dynamic that's affecting everybody in the country. It's not anything unique to Forsyth. I mean, it certainly has. Now, as long as I've been doing this show, we've argued about the mall going to Forsyth and not Decatur. We've argued about leaf burning. We've argued about teenagers causing problems. Now, I know this story, too, gets recycled every 10 years or so. You guys are handling that, though, right? I mean, there's been some disruptions on Friday or Saturday night.
Every one of the first things we have at each of our board meetings is a report from the Sheriff's Department. We work really closely with the Sheriff's Department, the deputies that are assigned to Forsyth. Lieutenant Jamie Belcher is my main contact at the Sheriff's Department, and you know, he's always been very responsive whenever I have a question about, you know, law enforcement things. But it's one of those things that happens. You know, you have a huge drug bust on Route 51 because traffic's passing through Forsyth. It shows as a huge drug bust in Forsyth.
Yeah.
But it's not somebody who's from Forsyth. And I'm not saying that we don't have, you know, the occasional trouble from teenagers in, you know, Moroa Forsyth.
Dave, you got teenagers in Moroa Forsyth. They act like teenagers from every other community.
I think the statute of limitations is gone. I could talk about a few things I did when I was a teenager, but we won't.
So you've had a little bit of that. You guys are clamping down and making it safe for everybody. All right. We talk about, like, little-known, you know, names, and I don't know that most people could name even the larger communities their public works director, but you've got a guy who's served for a very long time who's retiring.
Larry, we just had his retirement open house last Thursday, 27 years with the village, some big shoes to fill. Bob Grunwald, who's another trustee, and I are helping David Stroll, our village administrator, with the interview process. So we've had some applications come in that we've got some good candidates, and we'll be going through that process and hiring a new public works director. So, you know, keeping track of the streets and the, you know, with all the traffic that we have, you know, that's a bigger job than what you would expect for a small community of 3,500 people.
All right. You're working with our good friends at Hickory Point Bank. New branch is coming to Forsyth.
Yep, they're moving the branch that's right outside the mall there. They're building a brand new, basically kind of like what they did in South Shores. So right there, that strip of that vacant property that's behind Coley's Corner Drugs and Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'd say that they're this state-of-the-art stuff, man. These branches are like the best of both worlds. You know, people that still want some face-to-face interaction, but you go and use their ATM machines. It's not an ATM machine, man. This thing is like, you know, it is pretty cool.
Yeah, and the biggest question I had for him is there's a Larry Weatherholt a mural that's in that that branch that's there by the mall right now. As far as what happens to that, where does that go? So was actually talking to them yesterday, and I think I don't know if I'm revealing something.
Well, breaking news
so,
here.
But you know, that's an important. It's like
historic,
a history
piece
of Macon County. So
Larry was a great guy, and an incredible artist. And you're exactly right. Well, you know, you guys are doing this. I mean, everybody working together is great, right? But you're elected to take care of Forsyth.
Exactly.
You know, but you can do both.
Right. And that's what I've said on a lot of different things is we can't look at it as this is, you know, this is just
Forsyth. We used to draw more lines, I think, than we do today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, are there people out there that may still feel that way? That's their right to that opinion, but you know, I want to look for what's good for the greater area. And so, you know, we have the mall, we have the restaurants, and, you know, 3,500 people in Forsyth is not enough people to support all that.
No, but if somebody comes to work at 8 a.m. and they choose to live in Decatur or Argentina and they want to shop at the mall or eat at the restaurants, I mean, you benefit from that.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so how did you guys, any shakeup in the election yesterday as far as Forsyth is concerned?
No, I think you already mentioned it. Jim Peck got reelected, so he's in his second term. Jeremy Shaw, who was appointed when one of our longtime trustees, Larry Reed, passed away last fall. So he was appointed to fill out the last 5 or 6 months of Larry's term. He ran, and he was elected to a full term. So he's kind of in that same boat as Julie was last time of filling out somebody else's term.
Sure.
And so then Kirsten Trachtenberg was decided that she's moving on to other things, and so her seat was open, and so Jeff London is a newcomer to the board, but I've known him for a while. Our kids are the same age, I had posted something on Facebook of, you know, he was been very conscientious of ever since he put his name in to run. He's been attending our board meetings in the audience to get up to speed and kind of, you know, learn what he can hear.
Yeah.
Not just facts and figures, but board members' personalities and opinions. And so I think it's a good addition. And we have a good, boring, quiet board going on right now, which is, you know, in my opinion, is a good thing. I don't want to have controversy that means reporters want to show up.
Come on now. You can't say that, Dave. You want reporters to show up. You want transparency. That's the word of the day. All right, here's the vote. The vote that cracked me up, and I still sort of think the signage at Circle K, this is sort of the old Forsyth, new Forsyth in action, right? Mm-hmm. They wanted to put a video board up, which isn't exactly 2019. I mean, mm-hmm. This stuff's been around. We got a well, what was a $50,000 sign 11 years ago? I don't know what it costs today. But there is still sort of that, like, you're too fancy, you're too big, right? I mean, there's a little of that still in Forsyth.
Well, the video board actually was okay. It was the size that they would need to increase the sign in order to add that video board. Because we have a video board on the Hickory Point Mall sign there on the same corner. So the concern, you know, when that went through planning and zoning was to make sure it's not too bright as far as especially nighttime. That's a very busy intersection, 51 and Barnett.
All right, safety's one thing, sure.
But, you know, so it was the size of it. And part of our overall master plan for that corridor is we don't want it to be too cumbersome with signage.
I got you.
And so it was.
I always look at these things and just say, like, you know, how far does government really need to go?
And I'll agree with you. There's sometimes some things that, you know, anybody who says government has to run like a business. I was one of those people. Then I got into it. And it's like, well, yeah, if you didn't have all these rules and regulations that as a municipality you have to abide by that even businesses don't have to.
Signage, that thing, I mean, the city of Decatur has the exact same thing. It's like this sign outside, and I kid you not, if you think this is just Forsyth, this is Decatur, and this is your municipal government in action. Our video board out front is actually two signs, and it had to be two signs to fit within the variance of that. Now, we were willing as a company to come downtown before, by the way, all of this all happened. And put a $50,000, you know, kind of sexy it up a little bit, and we had to make it two signs to make it legal, which seems silly, doesn't it?
Oh, we've had some things like that, and we a couple years ago went through and totally revamped our development, our neighborhood ordinances, because if you were a corner lot, you were considered to have two front yards.
Yeah.
So when you talk about what's allowable in a front yard, we had every single person who wanted to put a fence in their backyard on a corner lot asking for a variance to not have to go straight back from the corner. So when you have a policy, you can hit 80% right, but there's always that 20% that's just a pain in the backside.
And you're from the outside looking in. I think there's also people that get a kick out of enforcing those policies. It's sort of like your mall cop, right? I mean, you know, they just give them a badge and they like to sort of enforce it instead of being user-friendly. I think everyone's doing a better job of that today than maybe in the past.
And that's one of the things we've tried to do, and I've always said, you know, if we want to have a debate over whether or not the rule is correct or is too strict, but if we have the rule, we have to follow the rule. So,
all right, what's coming up next for Forsyth?
Well, we've got a Phillips Circle is a street that we need to redo, but we had postponed redoing it. The paving kind of drilled down or scraped down and redo the whole thing because that's where we've had a couple times in the past 10 years some flooding issues with drainage off of a field to the north. So we're doing a pretty large, we've been doing planning and engineering work for putting a larger storm sewer down that street.
Isn't this about 90% of what, you know, these
it's
boards
not
and bodies
sexy
do?
And you never see it because it's buried under the ground.
But that's the majority of what you spend your time doing.
Exactly.
And it's important.
Well, and I think I made the joke with Lindsay when we were talking about doing this. I said, nobody wants to hear about ordering backup batteries for the traffic signals, but that's part of something we had to do. So,
well, listen, Dave, I'm glad that there are folks like you that do it for the right reasons. Certainly not the pay. It's not the notoriety, and it's certainly not probably much of a thank you. But you guys serve and do a lot of work and should be recognized. So we really appreciate you being willing to come in here once a month. Keep us up to date with what's going on in Forsyth and the folks that are out there. And congratulations to all of your new trustee and to Jimmy, who's a good friend. A lot of good people out there doing a lot of good things.
Well, I appreciate this opportunity, and you know, I really appreciate what you guys do with having almost all of the candidates. You know, even though I don't get to vote for Decatur, I'm still interested in what's going on in Decatur because that impacts us. So.
Dave Wendt, Forsyth Village trustee. We appreciate it. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got some increase in clouds, highs near 60 degrees. For tonight, a 40% chance of showers, mainly in the after 1 a.m., rather cloudy. And lows around 46 degrees for your Thursday. Showers likely, highs around 56 Friday. Mostly cloudy and highs near 64. It is 34 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. A home run of the Cardinals win it.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Byers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Unbelievable.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
We built this city. We built this
is Byers and Company on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Can't even play Good Starship. Good morning and welcome. We're back here. Do you realize this band was once referred to as Jefferson Airplane, then it was Jefferson Starship. By the time this crap came out, it was just Starship. And it was like the soundtrack to like Mannequin or whatever. Give me a break.
I love that movie.
Did you really?
Yes.
You remember that movie?
Oh my God, yes. Yes, I loved it.
Okay. Good morning and welcome.
Haters gonna hate.
I think I am in good company
now,
on this
to be
one.
Fair, I was very young. I was very young.
How old were you when Mannequin came out?
Well, I don't even know when it came out, but I can tell you I did love it. I'd find out because then I'd have to...
It doesn't really matter, does it?
No, probably not. Didn't they make a remake? I might be imagining that because nobody would
do that,
right?
I think you're thinking of Weekend at Bernie's, which would also
have
been...
1987.
Okay, that was Mannequin?
Mm-hmm, because what was it, Kim Cattrall?
Was that her name?
Yeah. From Sex and the City? Yeah.
Wasn't she like originally in Porky's?
I think so.
She the PE teacher that howled? Back when we used to celebrate that in movies before they started charging people with crime.
James Spader was in that movie too, wasn't he?
Which movie?
Mannequin. He was like his coworker or something, if I remember correctly.
I'm not at all sure that that's accurate. What's his name? Andrew?
Andrew McCarthy.
Was it McCarthy?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to him?
No idea.
Do you remember, like, he showed up in, what was the movie? He was in a really good movie. Like, a really good movie.
Well, now I got to look
that up. Russell Crowe, and what was the movie about the cops in Los Angeles in the 1940s or 50s with Kevin Spacey and Russell Crowe?
I'm looking at his IMDb just to see here.
He had a small part in the movie. The really good movie, Kim Basinger. Kevin Spacey, Russell Crowe, the Australian guy. I can't remember the other Australian guy.
Yes. Hang on.
This is good radio.
He's in a lot more stuff than I thought. I mean, mostly
that's
just
because when you're a D-list actor, you have to do a lot more stuff to make money.
That's probably true, yes. What the heck was that movie called? Didn't it win a bunch of awards, too?
Yeah.
Are we sure he was in that?
Yes, I'm positive. He was the witness. Anyway. Or maybe not. I don't know. Mannequin. I'm not seeing James Spader.
Mulholland Falls. Was that the movie?
That's okay. Same genre. That was Nick Nolte and the crew. Yes, that's a good movie, too. But it's not the one that
that's
I was thinking of.
That's not the one you were thinking of? Okay.
Yeah, I had him mixed up. He was like a witness. No, Mulholland Falls. That's a good movie, too. There was a time when Nick Nolte was a stud. And you look at pictures
and
you go, what in the world happened there, right?
Yeah.
You remember that mugshot when he got a DUI a few years ago? And everyone went, oh, my God.
Yes.
Not
yes.
that there are mug shots that are great, you know, of anyone, but that was just like, wow.
Yeah, James Spader was in Mannequin.
Okay.
He played the nerdy guy. It was like the...
All right, we got to take a break from the news. Since you're not watching the clock, I will. We will be back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. A measure that supporters say gives priority to funding classrooms over funding bureaucracy has advanced to the Senate. Last week, the House passed House Bill 3053, which would create a school district efficiency commission of 20 education experts to make a recommendation to reduce the 852 school districts by 25%. Recommended consolidations would then go to voters. Supporters say no school will lose its mascot. There's a new parole system for young offenders facing long sentences. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a measure Monday that creates a mid-sentence parole consideration process for those who were convicted of a crime when they were younger than 20. At that time, victims would have the ability to provide input. Rodney Walker joins two incumbents on the Decatur City Council with 19% of the vote. Councilman Bill Faber and Councilwoman Lisa Gregory were reelected along with Walker. The win for Faber was a close one, with only 31 votes separating him from challenger Shalith Hansbrough. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he knows it'll hurt American trade and commerce if he decides to close the southern border over illegal immigration.
But to me, the most important job I have is the security of our country, even more important than those other things that I talk about. It's the security of our country.
He spoke to the National Republican Congressional Committee. Wayne State University marketing professor John C. Taylor says closing the border
would shut down every assembly plant and automotive assembly plant in the U.S. within a week.
He spoke to Fox 2 Detroit. Lori Lightfoot is elected mayor of Chicago, telling supporters,
"You did more than make history. You created a movement for change."
She'll be Chicago's first black woman and first openly gay mayor when she's sworn in next month. She beat another Democrat, Tony Preckwinkle, in yesterday's runoff election. This is Fox News.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Works. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got increasing clouds and highs near 60 degrees. Tonight, 40% chance of showers mainly after 1 a.m., cloudy and lows around 46. For your Thursday, showers, highs near 56 degrees, and Friday, mostly cloudy, highs near 64. It is 34 degrees in downtown Decatur.
WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
LA Confidential, by the way, was the name of the movie I was searching for. All right, we're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. He joins us each and every weekday morning. All right, baseball.
Well, as you know, we get so excited about baseball, for baseball to begin, and then we almost immediately forget that this is a six-month marathon and not a four-week sprint. It is very, very early, and we all need to kind of remind ourselves of that. The standings on April 3rd are pretty much meaningless. It doesn't mean that the Boston Red Sox are out of it already with a 1-4 start, three games behind Baltimore and Tampa Bay in the American League East. And that said, sometimes early trends do hold up over the course of a season. And in the back of our minds around here, we're probably already wondering if the Cardinals and the Cubs will end up playing for the wild card spot. And I say that because Milwaukee was so impressive last season And Milwaukee is so impressive again the first week of this season. They won another one-run game last night and are off to a 5-1 start. But as I watch them, I wonder if they will pitch Josh Hader into the ground by Memorial Day. He's their closer. He is so good and so reliable that there is a natural tendency to want to pitch this guy every day. Every day you have a lead. And he is capable of going two innings, which not all closers can do. But still, they're going to have to be careful not to grind him to dust. Or maybe I should say, go ahead and pitch him until he breaks. Pitch him until his arm falls off. He has finished four of their six games. He's pitched five innings. He has 10 strikeouts. He's a remarkable strikeout pitcher. Remember, he had that what they call now the immaculate inning last week against the Cardinals, where he struck out Tyler O'Neill and Dexter Fowler and Jairo Munoz on nine pitches. He's just nasty with his stuff. The Cardinals and Cubs each had the day off yesterday, and they're both back at it again today. The Cardinals are in Pittsburgh tonight. They play the Pirates at 6:05, with Miles Michaelis getting his second start. The Cubs are still in Atlanta. They will play the Braves first pitch at 6:20, with John Lester starting for the Cubs this evening.
All right. On the other side of the break, while a very few people were voting yesterday, lots of people were talking about booze and the Illini. We'll talk about that with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.
How much is too much screen time for kids, and can it cause long-term damage? DMH Newslink host Michaela Hunt sits down with family medicine doctor Snehal Kumar to talk about screen time and your kids.
Well, there's been certain trials, and it does show, especially between 2 to 7 years of age, if they're getting more than 7 hours, there is definitely brain developmental delays.
Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or the NowDecatur Facebook page. DMH Newslink with NowDecatur, your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, booze at the Illini.
Yes, sir. Well, if you've listened to Sport Talk on Thursday nights or this show, of course, you know that I've said for a long time that beer sales at Illini football and basketball games is coming and coming soon. And yesterday we learned it's coming this year. Beer sales in public areas inside Memorial Stadium will start this fall, and beer sales inside the State Farm Center, again, for the public, will start in the 2019-20 season in basketball. It's possible beer sales could actually begin later this spring at Illini baseball games. Softball will have beer sales in 2020. The university conducts a survey of ticket buyers each year, and having the option to buy a beer at a football game or basketball game has been the number one request for quite a while. And you knew this was coming because they've been selling beer in the premium seating areas since 2008. So, you know, you're sitting down there in the public area, and you'll turn around and look up into suite areas or whatever, and you see guys up there, hey, they're having a beer, and you're thinking, well, what's the deal? Why not me? So they're going to do this, and it's a trend nationally. Maryland, Purdue, Ohio State, Minnesota, and Rutgers already are up and running in the Big Ten. That has given the University of Illinois Athletic Department a chance to watch what they do and watch how they do it and talk to them about what has worked, what they would tweak if they had a chance to do it over again, and then establish their own rules that will be in place once this starts. It's up to the school to properly police the sales, and some of the money made will be used to pay for additional police and security to make sure this is all being done right. Also, the beer selling outside Memorial Stadium has been going on also for a while in Grange Grove. So they have some experience selling it where students can congregate as well. There will be some rules, no more than two beers sold to someone at a time. Beer sales will cease well before the game ends. And obviously there will be pretty strict checking of ID cards. But also I hope that there's some self-policing by the public ticket buyers. This is college sports. This is not the NFL. NFL crowds are often rude and vulgar and alcohol infused. I have sat with them. I have seen it. That's an environment that seems to be acceptable for whatever reason in an NFL stadium. But I think most people do not enjoy that, particularly if you have young people you're bringing to a game. And so I hope people will, you know, police themselves, but also stand up and ask for security. If you've got that one idiot in your section who's making the game unpleasant for everyone else, get them out of there. I know talking to the University of Illinois people, that is not an environment that they want to tolerate. So it'll start this fall. I think they've had enough experience with it to kind of know what they're doing. And I don't actually think it's going to be a big deal. But if you're just offended by being around alcohol, maybe it will be a big deal for you.
All right, Mark, we really appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. The central, I think, conclusion amongst our audience on social media yesterday was like, well, if this is the quality of product you're going to put on the court and on the field, booze is a good other
booze
option.
Booze is another option.
Yeah. But you're not going to get rid of that one guy. He's absolutely right about the NFL games.
Yes.
And I'll tell you how I know this for sure, because you think it's bad sitting in the stands. I went to work a CBS game with Jim Kimmons a few years ago in Cincinnati, and it was the Bengals and the Colts, I believe. Oh, I know it was the Bengals. I think it was the Colts. And in Cincinnati, they're like, stadiums differ like on the field layout about how close you are to the stands. In Cincinnati, when you're in like the end zone area, like at the back of the end zone, you are just feet away from people. I mean, they're like right on top of you. And I heard things coming out of people's mouth that made me blush. And you turn around, it's a 68-year-old grandmother. They've been drinking all day. It's the later game on CBS, so they're tailgating all day. I mean, it's unbelievable. You would not believe what you hear on the field at an NFL football game. And I'm not talking about the players, although that would probably surprise you too. The fans. And I don't have any reason to believe that people in Cincinnati are any ruder than anywhere else, right? That's just what you get when you drink all day tailgating and you get to the game at night and everybody just has, like, I paid for this ticket, so I'm entitled to do whatever I want. By the way, somebody pointed out on Facebook an interesting question. If you look at the election results as reported, Central A&M School District had three candidates on the ballot, and you could vote for three, and only one person voted.
What?
There's 78 registered voters, and only one person voted. So only Josh Bergner got a vote. Christopher Just and Timothy Dowd. You can vote for all three. They're all going to get elected. But can you get elected to office without a single vote? You have two candidates.
That's a good question.
And Central A&M that I believe will be elected to the school board without a single vote.
What the heck?
Maybe it's a mathematical sort of, I mean, maybe there's an error here. I don't know. But you could vote for three. So somebody took the time to vote, but they didn't vote for three. They just voted for one.
They just voted for one. And it was probably... Well, here's the thing.
What?
Wouldn't the other two people running vote for themselves?
One would think.
That's got to be a mistake.
It could be. I have no idea. Can we inquire with Mr. Tanner, please?
Yes, I'm gonna.
Somebody pointed that out
this
on Facebook.
Explain
because
this
I'm
to
just
me.
Like, this is crazy, right? So one person went to vote. You could vote for three, but they just voted for one. And as Lindsay just accurately just got right to it right there, that means the other two candidates on the ballot didn't even vote for themselves.
No. What in the...
I'm just saying. We'll take a break. When we get back, Lisa Gray
will join Jesus.
Us. Time for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
A three-run home run and the Cardinals win it in walk-off style. Look at this crowd.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Woo! Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
It's not poor old Decatur.
Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region, higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, the 3rd of April. Can't you play any good 80s? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm asking.
I'm leaving it up to her.
Okay,
I'm leaving it up
to
her.
We're back on a Wednesday. Yesterday was election day. And can we get some... You're asking about this whole Central A&M thing, right?
I sent a screenshot in a...
If you were to believe the final ballot yesterday, yes. All the precincts were reporting,
yeah.
In a school board race in Central A&M.
Where you vote for three
candidates, only one vote was cast, but only for one candidate. So, yeah. I mean, somebody showed up and voted, but didn't vote for the other two.
No.
And the two other candidates didn't even vote for themselves. Which is, that's got to be a mistake, right?
It's got to be. That's just... I understand.
There's only 78 registered voters in this precinct. I mean, we're not talking about a large number, but you would think at least the candidates themselves would vote for themselves. That's all I'm saying. That's a weird story. Lisa Gregor joins us, city councilwoman, reelected yesterday. Any big surprises for you as you were looking at all the returns last night?
No, not really.
Yeah. And as a quiet, we talked about this, you were one of the very first candidates we had on. And it didn't really get any noisier after that.
No.
It was a quiet election, which I thought meant probably good news for incumbents.
Yes. Well, one would hope that it would be good news for incumbents. Traditionally, yeah. There were a couple of times when I had to blink and say, you know, it's going to be okay. We're just going to keep moving forward.
And I got to ask you, I mean, I'm not knocking the paper. The paper can do whatever the paper wants to do as far as endorsements or whatever. I was surprised that they didn't endorse you for re-election or why they concentrated on you and really they didn't endorse Bill Faber but didn't really say why about that. Were you surprised by that?
Yes, I think in the end I was surprised. I really didn't think that they could be so one-issued in the fact that we didn't invite them to the table to help them hire a city manager, or we don't invite them to the table during closed sessions. And, you know, I would have thought that they could have been more broad-minded.
Okay, by the way, before we get into that, Hubert says to me that the results that we are looking at are only Macon County.
Yes.
And there's Shelby County that has to be counted into there, so there's more than that.
So that would explain.
So there was somebody that lives technically in Macon County voting for the Central A&M School District, and then there are others in Shelby. So if you could look at Shelby County, I'd just be curious how many people, the 78, actually showed up. So that makes a lot of sense. Okay, I thought it was a diss because I think – I was really sorry to see Dr. Dana Ray step down because, in my opinion, she's been just an outstanding council member over the years. And it's not that you agree or disagree on everything. I mean, you're going to have, if you serve long enough, you're going to cast votes that people agree with, that people disagree with. I think it's the thought process that goes into it. It's the time invested that goes into it. It's the open-mindedness of hearing people. I mean, that's what I want from a council member. I don't want a personal agenda. I just want somebody that's there that wants to make a community a better place and is willing to listen and then ultimately make the best decision that they can.
Absolutely, and that's what I've tried to do over the 4 years. And so when you look at the endorsements you do or you don't get, you know, you stop and you think, well, why did that happen? Well, my only agenda has been to move Decatur forward. And that's the promise that I have made to the people. I have delivered on that the last 4 years, and I intend to deliver on it for the next 4 years.
Okay. It was a big field, though, right? And with a low turnout, you don't know how that divides out. I mean, it obviously came into play in the mayoral race, comes into play in the council race. You know, you get a vote for three, but, you know, when you've got seven choices, no one really knows how that stacks up at the end of the day.
No, you really don't. And, you know, there were a lot of great candidates. People had good choices, and for that, I'm very pleased. You know, I have to, my hat's off to Siobhan, someone so young, willing to put themselves out there and willing to get involved in their community to try to make it better. I hope that she doesn't give up. I hope to see her again.
Okay, so as it looks right now, you and Bill, both incumbents, are reelected. I say as right now, and I don't think this will change, but there was only a 31-vote difference between Bill Faber and Shalith Hansborough, or Hansborough, as she's called on WAND. I can't imagine that will change in the number of votes that were cast versus, I believe there are 41.
There are 41
outstanding ballots in Macon County. 31 indicators. So all 31 of those would have to be a vote for her and not for Faber, which seems probably not to be the case. But Rodney Walker is going to be joining you, and he was the top vote getter. This didn't surprise me. Your name recognition plays a big role in getting elected, and particularly when you've got a history of being very public in the community for a long time. I showed up at St. Patrick's Day Parade, and I saw his entry, and I mean, there must have been 100 people with him, kids of all ages and adults. So you're going to be welcoming a new council member.
We are, and I'm looking forward to that. Yes, I'm going to miss Dr. Ray. I really look to her at times for a lot of guidance, for a lot of perspective. She provided that. She's going to be missed. Tried to talk her into staying. She wasn't having it. So we do welcome Rodney Walker. I'm looking forward to get to know him, to meet him, to understand his perspective. And I think together we have a lot of hard work to do, and we're all ready to do it.
Okay, well, there's a lot of great things that are happening. It doesn't mean I think some people, when you accentuate the positive or you talk about the momentum, I think there are people that think that you just have your head in the clouds and you can't see the problems. We have problems. Every community has problems. It's not an either-or, to me, conversation. You go out and you do what you can and you do the good things while you try to tackle the problems. And I think sometimes we want to boil it down to it's got to be this way or this way.
No, it has to be everyone at the table providing their perspective so that we can find the right solution, the right decision. It's also not coming to council and yelling us about everything that's wrong. You know what? Call me afterwards on my cell number, 412-6997. Tell me what your solution is. Don't just tell me what the problem is. I want to work with you to find the right solution.
Yeah, and I also wonder, you know, how many of those people actually show up and vote. I think countywide it was about a 14%. City elections was a little higher than that, 17%, and I think that's the number of candidates that were involved. But, you know, you wonder how many of those people actually take the time to have a voice.
That's
because
right.
Yesterday was your time to be a voice.
Yesterday was your time to tell us whether you liked it or you don't like it. You know, I would also like to see the Civic Center auditorium full when we have council meeting. I would like to have some participation.
Yeah, I know, but I think you'd be chasing cars on that one. I don't know that that's going to be the case. All right, so what's next? I know it's easy to say, well, we got a mandate, or the people said, hey, keep doing what you're doing, but you've always got to have an open mind about doing it in a better way or thinking about things. What did you learn out of this process?
I learned quite a bit, actually. I think I've had my eyes open to a lot more concerns and work that we need to do in our inner city. I think that we are going to have to be more open-minded when it comes to solutions in that area. I learned that people don't think we're really going to do anything with neighborhood revitalization, which couldn't be any further from the truth. So there are challenges, but I'm ready to meet them head on.
All right. And we talked to the mayor about this earlier. It seemed like the paper's big thing on this transparency thing about hiring the city manager. I will defend all day the way that process worked. At the end of the day, we want the very best city manager we can get.
That's absolutely right. When I turn my water on, I want to have good water to be able to drink and cook and wash with. And I don't have that expertise. And the mayor sure has admittedly doesn't have that
expertise. No one on this ballot yesterday has that expertise.
That's why you hire a city manager. And that is statutorily the council's responsibility to do that. And I think that played a lot into the endorsements in the Herald and Review. And I will stand by the course, the decision that I made again, time and time again.
Congratulations, Councilwoman.
Thank you. Thank you for what you do in this community. You bring a voice that most people can't. You support the positive. You do the hard work. So I want to thank you. I also want to thank the voters that came out and believed in what I have done for the last 4 years, and I am looking forward to serving them again.
All right. Reelected yesterday. She will serve the next 4 years as one of your council members, and she is always open to having a discussion with you. I promise you that. She's not hard to get a hold of, and that's the one thing I think aggravates me when people say that, you know, we can't communicate. You got to pick up phone. You have to do your part in the communication process, which is like start the conversation if you have something to talk
about. That's right. If you're nervous to talk to me on the phone, text me. Yeah. Email me.
All right. Lisa Gregory, we appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
We've got increasing clouds today. Highs near 60 degrees. Tonight, a 40% chance we'll see some showers, mainly after 1 a.m. Cloudy and lows around 46. For your Thursday, showers, highs near 56 degrees. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs near 64 degrees. Right now, in downtown Decatur, it is 36 degrees.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, the 80s were a very different place. You could actually write a song, have a hit, sell a lot of records, and even make a video about a teacher-student affair.
Yep.
By the way, Scott sent in a great screenshot about the way we should be covering weather now, and they've got like a Channel 12 weather lady, and instead of like the conditions described, they use it as lid flipped open, tipped over, in the neighbor's yard, down the street, or I've lost my trash can. Can completely relate to that.
We can. Oh my gosh, we have a story about our traveling cushion.
We do, but we don't have time to tell it right now. Once again, can you tell me what when we put the Shelby County numbers into that?
Oh, it's much larger. Much,
much larger. Much
larger? Yeah, I mean, Shelby is where the majority of they had 506 ballots.
Okay, so
yet.
Good to know that I didn't realize that so much of that was in Shelby County versus
Macon
County. All right, got to take a break for the stories and news. Back with more right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The University of Illinois will start selling beer in general seating areas at Memorial Stadium and State Farm Center this fall. School athletes.